Hi, this is Sam from the Go Team, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Margo Beltrami and Buck Sanders with the title track to the soundtrack to The Hurt Locker, which won 6 Oscars yesterday, including Best Picture, Best Screenplay, and a big award there for Best Director to Kathryn Bigelow, who was the first woman ever awarded with that recognition there. So what we were expecting is a big shootout with the nominations tied between Avatar and The Hurt Locker there with the former couple of James Cameron and Kathryn Bigelow. Didn't really turn into that big of a fest there or a fight at all. The drama sort of sucked out there, and man, the Oscars were pretty long this year. But yes, this is Exploding Head Movies, your cinematically inspired program here on UBC's glamorous community radio station, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can find us on the web through www.citr.ca. My name's Gak. I'll be the presenter reading from the teleprompter until 9 p.m. here. Phone number for the booth is 604-822-2487. You can also email me at radiofreegak, which is the old show name, at gmail.com. In honor of International Women's Day, and as we just heard there with Sexy in Van City, there with Caroline and Gwen, it's, yes, Women's Day, International Women's Day should be every day after all, but along with the Oscar season, what we'll do is for tonight's profile, we'll take a look at one of the very few female composers that ever won an Oscar for Best Score. And there's only been two. And what we'll do is we'll look at Rachel Portman. She did win for the 1997 film Emma, but unfortunately I couldn't find that soundtrack. So what I'm going to do instead is spotlight her work for her 2000 film Chocolat, for which she was nominated, but unfortunately did not win. But it's a nice, beautiful score there. A little bit of a gypsy jazz there with the orchestral swings. But as well, too, we'll also have a lot of other women performing music tonight. First, we'll do a quick Oscar recap here. We'll listen to the best winners for Best Score and Best Original Song here. So what we're going to do first up is from Up. We're going to listen to Michael Giacchino, who gave a wonderful little encouraging creative speech as part of his award. And it was just the idea about imagination, since, I mean, at this point now, it's 45 seconds to give a speech, unless you go towards the end or you're, like, super famous. But he was always inspiring kids just to make sure that they always be creative and make sure you never stop. So here is Michael Giacchino. So from the Best Animated Film, Up, along with Best Score, what we have here from Up is Escape from Munt's Mountain. Thank you.
blues. You rolled them sevens with nothing to lose. This ain't no place for the weary kind. You called all your shots, shooting a ball at the corner truck stop. Somehow this don't feel like home anymore. And this ain't no place for the weary kind. And this ain't no place to lose your mind. Heart and give it one more try.
Speech that he had there for his wife, who he told that loved more than rainbows. So that is the theme to Crazy Heart, better known as The Weary Kind, and that won this year's Oscar for Best Original Song, as written by Bingham himself, not the character that George Clooney played in Up the Air, but the former rodeo guy, and then T-Bone Burnett, that big tall guy with the sunglasses. And Crazy Hearts also received one additional Oscar. Of course, that was Jeff Bridges for Best Leading Actor as the country singer Bad Blake. And that's kind of crazy to see that after 40 years and four previous nominations, the dude himself finally takes one home. And someone left their keys here. Not a good sign. I'm sure they'll be back. Aside from that, of course, Jeff Bridges has been married now for like 33 years and a beautiful wife. So great news all around. So stick around. We have proper International Women's Day programming coming up. But one important service we have here is to talk about the fund drive. So this is a little congratulations bit. But in case you still haven't paid your pledge, here's your little warning.
Morning.
Good day to you, sir. Hey, wait a minute, what the hell? Getting real tired of you ducking me, man. Yeah?
Oh, my God.
Thank you to all the donors who pledged their financial support during the CITR on-air fund drive. We are moved by your generosity, and thank you for enabling us to purchase new equipment and improve our programming. Do remember to stop by the station, pay your pledges, and pick up your prizes. We look forward to meeting you anytime between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. on weekdays. Thank you again for your amazing response. Listen to our happy voices on the air, happier after we purchase new equipment for our studios. Thanks again.
Oh, my God! All right, let's go to the bank.
Thank you, Jason, for donating during Radio Free GAC during CITR's 2009 fund drive. We appreciate your support.
That we do. We did raise just over $26,000 here to help operate the station. Some of the walls in the studio are now painted beautiful, I don't know, like a cobalt blue now. So some of your money is already put to work, but there are plans for the rest. And again, we humbly, humbly thank you for all your generous donations during our fund drive. So yes, March 8 is International Women's Day. So all day, CITR has been devoted to special programming highlighting this. And so for the rest of this Exploding Head Movies here, with a show formerly known as Radio Free Gaki, it's all girls. And we're going to start off here with the Norwegian pop band Røyksopp. They have a new album called Senior coming out in April. But from last year's Junior, here they are joined by Swedish superstar Robin, who herself is planning to release at least three albums this year. So, but at the very least right now, we're going to listen to from Junior. Here's Røyksopp and Robin with The Girl and the Robot.
We'll be right back.
Their forthcoming album, The Optimist. There is a new Young Pony Club with Lost a Girl. And The Optimist right now is streaming through MySpace, but it should be coming out next week through Modular Recordings. Not sure if that's going to mean that there will be a North American release, but hopefully that something will arise that way. But there's a bit of a maturing change there from their bratty dance debut, which was 2007's Fantastic Playroom. It's just 5 before 8 here in Vancouver. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. It is International Women's Day. And let's go with one of the most experimental ones out there right now at present. And that would be the woman behind Fever Ray. But she's back now in The Knife. And of course, they managed to brilliantly fuse avant-garde coldness with wild pop hooks. And The Knife have a new album coming out shortly called Tomorrow in a Year, which itself serves as the background to an opera commissioned by a Danish performance art group. And it's based on the theories of Charles Darwin. So they've collaborated with Mount Sims in Planning to Rock. And it features guest appearances by some mezzo-sopranos, Christina Wallin-Momme, Danish actress Lerke Winther, and the Swedish pop artist Jonathan Johansson. And The Knife feature their usual prowess. There's some field recordings here, some captured during recent expeditions to the Amazon rainforest. So other things based on the genetic tree diagrams of Arch-Darwinian Richard Dawkins. There's birdsong patterns and then lines taken from Darwin's personal letters. So hopefully that doesn't sound too heady, but just take a listen to this. So from Tomorrow in a Year, here's The Knife with The Height of Summer.
Thank you. This is Naomi Shelton and the Gospel Queens of Brooklyn. You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR.
Monet and left foot.
Sort of like a dog in a ass crack, come on.
I tip on alligators and little rattlesnakes, but I'm another flavor, something like a Terminator. Ain't no equivocating, I fight for what I believe. Why you talking about it? Just talking about it. Some calling me a sinner, some calling me a winner. I'm calling you to dinner and you know exactly what I mean. Yeah, I'm talking about you. You can rock or you can leave. Watch me tip without you. No, 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 what am I?
Listen, then, like, got it. Keep, 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 keep,
Janelle Monae, along with Big Boy, and that song is Tightrope. It's a single that came out last year, but it's going to be featured on Monae's fourth album called The Arch Android, due in May through her Wonderland Art Society label. Monae is originally from Kansas City. She studied at the American Musical Academy towards a life in Broadway, but then shipped off to Atlanta to hang out with the guys in Outkast. She actually appeared in their weird little film called Idlewild, but she's also opened for Of Montreal and No Doubt last year, so hopefully she can bust out quite well, because she's a fantastic presence. Listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR Vancouver. It is International Women's Day. As you've been listening to the station all day at this point, it's a tribute to all the ladies out there. So we're going to stick with a bit of an urban vibe here, specifically with... I guess it's a bit more of a European flair here, but this is Anita Blay. She's a British girl with Ghanaian parents, but records as the Cock and Bull Kid. All one word, lowercase, everything like that. The guys from the Sunday show, Chips with Everything on CITR, introduced me to the Cock and Bull Kid, and she's yet another crazy singer in the mold of Ebony Bones. So from the Quirrell EP that came out last August through I Am Sound, here's the Cock and Bull Kid with something like a little bit of thing to watch out for the guys if you mess up with her, because she's got some skills. So this is Clean Apart, the Cock and Bull Kid.
Beyond my knees, beyond this curiosity. Let's support the cliche. How about we call it a day? There's too much love, but there's not enough. It's terrifying either way. It's full of fools, but now we realize we don't deserve this. Let's get up and go and make it so. Do it while we can still kick. I don't believe there's anyone that you belong to. So let's set each other free before we do what we don't wanna do. I would tear you clean apart, and you would tear me clean apart. So let's put our hands on our cheating hearts and pretend this never happened, like the liars that we are. Hey, I would tear you clean apart, and you would tear me clean apart. So let's put our hands on our cheating hearts and pretend this never happened, like the liars that we are. Hey. Has been romanticized. We did try, not enough. The closest we could get to love. Bleeding like a mayfly, over in the blink of an eye. Try to give you something that I've never given any other eye. I don't want nostalgia to color this old looking glass. So throwing myself up the train and right back onto the tracks. I don't believe there's anyone that you belong to. So let's set each other free before we do what we don't wanna do. I would tear you clean apart, and you would tear me clean apart. So let's put our hands on our cheating hearts and pretend this never happened, like the liars that we are. Hey, I would tear you clean apart, and you would tear me clean apart. So let's put our hands on our cheating hearts and pretend this never happened, like the liars that we are. Apart, and you would tear me clean apart. So let's put our hands on our cheating hearts and pretend this never happened. Let the liars that we are.
Oslo, there's Serena Manish with I Just Want to See Your Face, and that's off their forthcoming sophomore album, SM2, Abyss in B Minor. And it's primarily the work of Emil Nicolaisen there, but someone by the name of Hilma Nicolaisen, possibly related, she provides the bass and, in this song, the vocals, and they're on 4AD. Just like this next act, which is Tune Yards. I'm not going to even go with the capitalization that they've gone with, but it's crazy mixed case here. But yeah, Tune Yards. It's a singular project by New England native Merrill Garbus. And for last year's debut, Bird Brains, Tune Yards was recorded using just digital voice recorder, assembled using shareware mixing software, but it sounds fantastic. So this is Tune Yards, and off the album Bird Brains, this song is Hatari. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies on CITR.
jewelry shop. Atari, Atari, danger, destruction. Now, now it's
is off to a good start. Guests are on time. Everyone's out to have fun and to help others fun.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
UBC Students have an alternative. Looking to unwind? Check out one of the sub's two licensed establishments.
The Gallery Lounge is your location for a wide variety of draft beers at student-friendly prices. Come to the gallery for a relaxed atmosphere and great food, including the famous pizza pretzel. Fellow students provide the entertainment with weekly open mic and karaoke nights. The gallery is located on the main concourse of the sub and open Monday through Saturday till 1 a.m. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
All the things you've been seeing, guess you better find your way back home.
Oh God, how did I get here? I do not know. I just woke up at this strange show. This woman's clearly out of her mind. She's covered in shit and high as a kite. La 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 la. Don't have no phone, no numbers by heart. Hope that my heart's clear, that's how that can start. Don't tell my father, don't tell my mother, they died.
forthcoming album, I Will Be, available March 30th through Sub Pop. There's Dum Dum Girls with Jail La La. And they came out with a 7-inch before, just a month ago. Or actually, no, it just came out a couple weeks ago, I believe, as a 7-inch. And the B-side to that's a cover of a Rolling Stones song there. And Dum Dum Girls originally started off as just a solo project by Dee Dee, real name Kristen Gundred. And she recorded her sort of garagey kind of fuzzy songs there in her bedroom. But it's expanded to a quartet now. Plans are to tour, and everything should be fine that way. You're listening to CITR Vancouver here. GAC on the line here. Well, not on the line, on the mic here. And, it's International Women's Day. Next up is Topaz Rags. And their collaborative project between Amanda Brown from the experimental band Pocahontas and then Robe Door. And they're a pair of brothers from the Los Angeles area. And if you haven't heard Pocahontas before, there's some fantastic sort of cassette level thing in the Southern California area, and it sounds wonderful. And this is their first project together. The album came out called Capricorn Born Again. And yes, this is Topaz Rags. And this is one of the songs you can freely download from their somewhat cryptic site. And this song is called Sightings. from Austin, Texas. That is Yellow Fever, and that is Hellfire. You find that off their debut album, Cats and Rats. And you can find that through the Vivian Girls' little label called Wild World. And Yellow Fever consists of Jennifer Moore and Adam Jones, who've been playing around since 2006. They've released a few EPs and singles to the name through Hug Patch Records. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here. I'm Gak. We're coming up shortly to our soundtrack profile, but there's a couple of artists we want to start a profile here. First of which is Quadron, and they're a duo from Denmark that are part of the Boom Clap Bachelors Soul Collective. Features 21-year-old singer Koko Maya Hastrup-Kashodj, which I've completely mangled there, and then musician-producer Robin Hannibal. And they released their self-titled debut last year through Alarm Attack Records. So from their self-titled debut, this is Quadron with Buster Keaton.
Full-blood veggie dressed in fur, and your beliefs are in a blur. Phantom colors are so true, just not on the bench next to you. Maybe it's time for some self-interrogation, but you already chose your final destination. Saving the waste during the day, but at night you're making them pay. This is why. Opportunity, but there's always a cross for you to bear. Politically correct about everything besides yourself. If you could buy a perfume of it, you would. This is why you're thinking of my train.
Keep on preaching to Buster Keaton. Maybe there is
Was Fan Death with Soon. That comes off their EP A Coin for the Well through Last Gang Records. And Fan Death started off in Brooklyn in 2007, but they're now based in our fair city here. But right now they're not here. They actually were just completed a tour in Europe opening up for Vampire Weekend, and it looks like they have a few dates lined up through the East Coast right now, but I'm sure at some point they'll have a couple home shows here. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here. It is International Women's Day. We're going to do the soundtrack profile first, coming up. But first, if you have your CITR Friends card, here's what you can buy on Maya Street.
CITR has more friends than ever before. We've partnered with tons of local businesses to bring you great discounts in the communities where you live, work, and play. Maybe Main Street is your main drag. Present your Friends of CITR card at Red Cat Records, Lucky's Comics, Devil May Wear, Thriller, Blim, Hotbox, The Kiss Store, Slickety Jim's Chat and Chew, The Wallflower Modern Diner, RX Comics, Antisocial Skateboard Shop, The Whip Gallery Restaurant, Vinyl Records, Regional Assembly of Text, and Twig and Hottie to receive fabulous discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free Friends card, and feel the love.
It'd be great if some of those businesses were still open, but unfortunately, yeah, there's been a fire, a couple closures there. But yeah, if you do go along Main Street, there are still a few friends with CITR cards here. This show is going to be delayed, but here's the promo for it. Won't be starting at 9. There's a special presentation coming up first, but at 10:30, you'll hear Gavin.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday. Thank you.
Portman there with A Minor Swing, and that comes off the soundtrack to Chocolat, one of the scores that she was nominated for once for the Oscars. And we'll actually listen to the entire sound, well, not the entire soundtrack, we'll listen to as much as we can before 9 o'clock here. But Rachel Portman has some definite history, which makes it worthwhile for International Women's Day, in that she was the first female composer to ever win an Academy Award. And of course, you know, fittingly enough, I don't actually have the soundtrack to what she won, which was for Emma, one of the Jane Austen adaptations in 1996. But she's also been nominated twice before, including Chocolat in 2000. She was also nominated in 1999 for the Cider House Rules. And yeah, she's actually been working in music for quite some time. Looks like there's some films from the early 80s that she worked on. But she comes from the UK, full name Rachel Mary Berkeley Portman. And yeah, she's worked with films. She actually had worked with an unused score for Dangerous Beauty at one point, but she also worked with Jim Henson on TV as well, too. I think including the Jim Henson Hour as well, too. So what we're doing right now is we'll listen to a few cues from the soundtrack to Chocolat, which was the Julie, I can never get her name right, Benoit, and then Johnny Depp, about the woman who comes into a small French town, makes a chocolate factory there that makes everyone fall in love. So here are the main titles to Chocolat, and then we'll listen to Vianne Sets Up Shop. In the background here as we slowly fade out, that's Rachel Portman there with Fire. We start off the main titles, Two Chocolat, then Vianne Sets Up Shop, Passage of Time, and then Party Preparations, and yeah, as we hear, Fire. And that all comes from the 2000 film Chocolat, for which she was nominated for an Oscar, but she didn't win it, but she did win in 1996 for Emma. So her most recent work, she did the score for 2008's The Duchess, and she worked on one of the British television series called Grey Gardens, but looks like she's working with Mark Romanek, the commercial director for something called Never Let Me Go, based on some photos that was posted on his Tumblr, so there's hope for that. And of course, as well, too, over the holidays, on New Year's itself, she actually became a knight of the British monarchy there. So that's it for Exploding Head Movies this week. Coming up in a minute or so here, it's a special edition of African Rhythms with David Love Jones. You normally find him Friday evenings on CITR here, but in support of International Women's Day, he's here for a bit. But if you want Gavin Walker, he'll be coming up at 10:30 with the Jazz Show. Then at midnight, it's Rob Previtt with Sore Throats and Clapping Hands. So if you missed any of this week's episode of Exploding Head Movies, you can always download the MP3 easily as a podcast. Just go to www.citr.ca. And the schedule's there. There's the link that you can just plop in iTunes or Feedburner and what have you there. So next week, we'll be doing one of the firsts that I've never done yet here. And it'll be a pre-recorded episode since I'll be in Austin, Texas for South by Southwest. And in honor of my dog, Kiefer, who died 10 years ago next Monday, it's all going to be songs about dogs. Woof. So we'll close off our International Women's Day broadcast here with a Vancouver act called Language Arts. They've been participating in Shindig in the past, and they're also keen kickball enthusiasts. So from their album, I've blanked out what it is, Where Were You in the Wild? This is Cavity. So enjoy. Stay tuned to CITR through the night. Microwavable.
Tell you what happened to me today, Zubba. Guess who I saw today, my dear? I went in town to shop around for something new, just to pick up a new dress. I thought I'd stop to have a bite to eat when I was through. Looked around for some place near, and it occurred to me, my dear.